and we pray for one another, as the song says. We sorrow with one another. We do all those things. So it is important for us to keep in touch. Okay? Now let me see if I can do this. This is hard without music. So. I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. I've been washed in the fountain, cleansed by his blood, joint heirs with Jesus as we travel this sod. For I'm part of the family of God. You will notice we say brother and sister round here. It's because we're a family and these folks are so dear. When one has a heartache, we all share the tears and rejoice in each victory in this family so dear. I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. I've been washed in the fountain, cleansed by his blood, joint heirs with Jesus as we travel this sod. For I'm part of the family of God. From the door of an orphanage to the house of the king, no longer an outcast, a new song I sing. From rags unto riches, from the weak to the strong, I'm not worthy to be here, but praise God, I belong. I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. I've been washed in the fountain, cleansed by his blood, joint heirs with Jesus as we travel this sod. For I'm part of the family of God. For I'm part of the family, praise God, the family of God.
That was beautiful. You didn't even need the music. You didn't need it. Your voice is so awesome.
Praise the Lord.
Beautiful. We can hear you more. I mean, you got it.
I mean, Jesus has got it, Jackie.
I know.
I know.
Amen. Well, praise the Lord. Take your Bibles this morning, please. Turn to the book of Proverbs 29. Proverbs 29. Need to be memorizing those books of the Bible. You got plenty of time on your hands. There's no excuse about that. Know the Bible backwards and forwards. No excuse for that. Proverbs chapter 29. Our Heavenly Father, we do thank you, Lord, that you've given us the perfect book to be able to know, to be able to memorize, to be able to have the very truth inerrant. In the King James Version, thank you for that. Pray that you might help us to learn and grow, be convicted by the Holy Spirit of God that went ahead and gave us the Word of God through our Father. Thank you for the Son that has died on the cross for us. Thank you that we are in the family of God now, and we have responsibility in the family of God, as well as the pleasure and privilege of doing that. Thank you for today. Bless the preaching, bless the hearing. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, when we first were getting ready for the service, had a little garter snake come over here, didn't we, huh? Boy, fear! Ah, a snake! Yeah, right. Yeah, we got everything in the backyard like this. Mr. Drake trying to plant some different things and so forth in what we call a garden, but you know, it's so easy to have fear within our life. Does God want that? I got numerous people this week that went ahead and cemented that subject that I would preach on this morning. Now go to Proverbs 29, if you would, and look at verse 25. So it says in verse 25, the fear of man bringeth a snare. The snare is a trap. But whoso putteth his trust in the Lord shall be safe. You believe God's word? And everything you just read is true. Don't fear man. There's lots of things that we could fear, and we do fear through this life. Need to get rid of some of that fear. Fear is going to make you weak. Giving into that fear. Now, everybody has fears, but you don't give into the fear. Okay? We wouldn't have the United States of America today if those men gave in to fear. They had fear, but they had courage. Courage means you have fear, but you go and do what's right anyway. And that's what we need within our lives is courage. That fear that is in our lives needs not to be. I want you to understand that sin. You need to get rid of it. Because God said that He'll take care of the situation one way or another. It won't be the way you want, but it'll be the way that He has a plan, and He'll fulfill that plan. Go to Matthew chapter 10 quickly, please. Matthew 10, verse 28. Matthew 10, 28, this is the Lord Jesus Christ speaking. He says, and fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear Him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. In other words, the one that is almighty. How many times in the Bible does it say, fear God, fear God, fear God, fear God? That's safety for you when you fear Him, because you're taking all of, because you fear something because you're not able to go ahead and do that. At least you don't think you can. But God can. So fear the Lord, and it told you there in Proverbs we just looked at, He'll take care of that. He'll keep you safe in that way. Go to John chapter 12. John chapter 12, just like always in our church, we bathe everything in the Word of God. And so we want to see those verses. John chapter 12, verse 42. It says in John 12 and in verse 42, nevertheless, among the chief rulers also many believed on Him, on Jesus, but because of the Pharisees, they did not confess Him, lest they should be put out of the synagogue. Boy, they didn't want to get kicked out of their religion if they said they believed in Jesus. So the Jews were afraid of men. You afraid of man? We need not to be afraid of man. God told us not to. Go to chapter 19, John 19. So good religious people can have fear and won't even open up their mouths about the Lord Jesus Christ. Is that you this morning? How many people have you talked to about the Lord this last week? Important you open your mouth, not be afraid of man. John chapter 19 and in verse 38. And it says, and after this, this is after Jesus was crucified and he died. And it says in verse 38, and after this, Joseph of Arimathea, being a disciple of Jesus, but secretly for fear of the Jews, besought Pilate that he might take away the body of Jesus, and Pilate gave him leave. He came therefore and took the body of Jesus. It was Nicodemus and came as well, as you go through there, but you see what it said? It's too late. Jesus is already dead on the cross. He wouldn't walk with Jesus openly. You know, there's a time for everything within life. There's a time for everything in your life. If you don't do what you know you should be doing, it's going to be too late, and you can't roll the clock backwards. That clock keeps on ticking. Going to be tears in heaven, it tells you, because they're going to be wiped away. But just because, you know, we like to emphasize, yeah, our tears will be wiped away. Well, why don't you just look a little further? There are going to be tears to be wiped away. That's talking about after the judgment seat of Christ, where you're going to stand and give an account of your life. Good intentions. You know, you need to learn to talk to people. It's important for you to have conversation with people. I know husbands that don't talk to their wives. I know wives that don't talk to their husbands. I know children that don't talk to their parents. I know some of us that are older even, and our parents are still here. How important for you to talk to them. For any of you that are younger, you need to ask your father and ask your mother about their early years, what they went through. It's amazing that they can live and die. You go ahead and bury them. You don't know anything about them, where they came from, the experiences they went through. You need to ask. And so it's important not to have any fear of man within our lives. A lot of men are afraid to ask directions when they're driving. They never ask. Oh, I know where I'm going. Yeah, driving around in a circle, right? Go to 1 Peter chapter 3. First Peter chapter 3, verse 14. 1 Peter 3, 14 says, but and if ye suffer for righteousness' sake, happy are ye, and be not afraid of their terror, neither be troubled. If you're suffering because of righteousness, you're doing what's right. Now, on the other hand, the Bible does teach, does it not, to obey authority over you. That's why we're meeting here today. It's not that I'm afraid of what will happen, but I'm not going to put anybody at risk of catching this disease that's going around. And if it was religious persecution that was going on, then we'd be meeting at the church anyway, defying the governor and the president and everything else. That's not biblical at all. And so, but the fear of man, if you're suffering because of something religious, in other words, they were attacking us for meeting together and studying the Word of God and me preaching and so forth, that's religious. They specified religion, and they're attacking that. This is not what's going on today out here. Okay, in chapter 2 also, 1 Peter 2, verse 17. Because it says, honor all men. Love the brotherhood. Fear God. Honor the king. Servants, be subject to your masters with all fear, not only to the good and gentle, but also to the froward. So again, here we're talking about people on authority over you. We don't have a king in America. We do have a president. The authority that is over us, read Romans chapter 13 sometime, study it. It's important that you know what's going on. So what about fear? Don't fear man. It's one thing to hear a message on this, another thing for you tomorrow, go to work or whatever, you know. If the boss tells you to do something, do it. As long as it's not illegal or immoral, do what he says. I don't care what he says. Do it. And important. You need to have a job. It's even hard to have a job with all of the businesses that are closed right now and everything else. You need to praise God you even have one. Go to Proverbs chapter 1. Well, we won't even have to do that. You already know that. Proverbs 1:7, that we're supposed to fear the Lord. It's the beginning of wisdom. Fear the Lord. It says that all over the Bible, everywhere. Proverbs 1:7, Proverbs 9:10, so forth. Job 28:28. Let's go and look at that one. Job 28. Just before Psalms. Is Job. Job 28:28, it says, and unto man he said, behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom, and to depart from evil is understanding. It's a wise thing to put your fear in the Lord. Don't fear anything else. Don't fear man, but do fear the Lord. That's smart. That'll give you wisdom. Do what God says, not what you want. Is he your Lord or isn't he? A lot of people have a lot of problems with following the Word of God as well. You know, if you're a child of God, why aren't you listening to your father? If you're in the family of God, like Marlene sung, you've got a father over you. Children, obey your parents. Huh? Bible tells you clearly in the epistles. We're supposed to obey what our Father says, and he wrote it right down here. Don't resist. Don't rebel. Brother James down here, we're so glad that James is here with us. Amen. Amen. Get out in the fresh air and sunshine. Amen. Don't want you to get a sunburn, though. He had his rebel hat on. He wants the sun on his head now, though. But anyway, so we need to not fear man, but we do need to fear God for sure. Proverbs 8:13 says the same thing. Go to Psalm 55. Book of Psalm 55. In verse 19, it says, God shall hear and afflict them, even he that abideth of old, Selah, because they have no changes, therefore they fear not God. What do you have to do to change? Anybody? Starts with an R. You got to repent. Repent, change your mind. That's what that means. So if there isn't any repentance in your life, therefore they fear not God. If we fear God, we're going to have change in our life. Huh? We're going to want to please our Father rather than please us. Oh, I don't want him. Sound like a spoiled kid. We need to teach our children, and we need to put the best example before them of to do what God says. We don't let the children be the ones that lead the family. The parents lead the family. We need to get back to what the Word of God says. You don't lead your life. God leads your life. Follow Him. You'll find yourself in big trouble if you just do what you want to do. You'll wreck your life. You'll wreck your marriage. You'll wreck everything that goes on in the future. Trying to give you wisdom and help you this morning. Don't fear man. But do fear God. There has to be a change in your life. That's how you tell whether somebody got saved or not. Not because they just said a prayer, but no, you see repentance in their life. You see things are different now. They start acting different. They start talking different, thinking different, going different places, dressing different. Everything about us, our appearance, everything. I know a lot of us don't have much to work with. But do your best to clean up and be the best Christian you can. Ladies, be feminine. You don't follow the fashions of the world. You don't do what you want to do or what's comfortable. You do what God says to do. Men need to be men and women need to be women. Men need to be men. What's wrong with that? Men and women, that's what our society is made out of. Go to something else here, Hebrews chapter 2. The book of Hebrews chapter 2. Hebrews chapter 2, and in verse 15 I call your attention. It says, and deliver them who through the fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. You afraid to die? Huh? You might say you're not afraid to die. What if you were on your deathbed taking your last breath? That's bondage, is what it says. Jesus saved you from that. We just celebrated that a few weeks ago, brother. Because he lives, we live. The resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. You should have no fear of death. We need to watch what we fear. Because if you're saved, you don't need to be in bondage again. You're free to do what's right now. You're not free to do wrong. You did that all of your life. Now that you're saved, you've got the freedom to do right. The devil and his crowd does not rule you. We don't have to have fear in death. Look at 1 Peter 4, just to your left, right to a few pages. 1 Peter chapter 4. First Peter chapter 4 and in verse 13. Some people are afraid of suffering. There's suffering in this world. Verse 13. But rejoice inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. If ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye, for the Spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you. On your part he is evil spoken on, but on your part he is glorified. Amen. Don't be afraid of suffering, brother. A lot of people suffering. A lot of Christians suffering, especially in the other side of the world. We're spoiled people here today. We don't really appreciate what we do have in the things of God. There's a book that I take some things from this morning as well. I want you to know you're safe in the arms of Jesus. Little book called None of These Diseases. Anybody here read that? No one. Need to pick it up. Need to read it. And but this is from a doctor that's saved. S.I. McMillan, M.D. And he talks about the things of the body, the foods that we eat, and all of this kind of stuff. But he talks then about fear. He talks about situations within our life. He has one here that's talking about cats and crocodiles. A big cat, what would he be called? A lion. And a crocodile, you know what they are. It's amazing that the adrenal glands in a lion are a lot bigger than a crocodile, a large thyroid gland as well. A lion dies right around 25 years old, and they're always on the prey. They're always fearing this, that, and everything else. Because out here in the animal world, you know how it is in the wild. Survival of the fittest, right? Yeah, the New York State Department of Health published photographs of those adrenal glands and put them side by side. Adrenal glands there are all kinds of shows stress within our lives. Do you know stress can kill you? It can kill you. It has to do with adrenaline. Mm-hmm. To try to be able to overcome some things, adrenaline has to flow. Fight or flight, all that kind of stuff. And so a lion's always running and so forth and everything out there in the wild. He's got a life of stress. Dies at 25. A crocodile. He just sits by the seashore there, by the riverside or whatever. Just sits there. Doesn't hardly move at all. Perfectly still. His eyes just looking around and so forth. I mean, he's calm and collected most of his life. He lives to be 100. Amazing. He didn't care. He sits there, he's ugly as ever, right? He's ugly as sin. And he just sits there, he doesn't care what the lion thinks he looks like or anything else. He just doesn't care about all that. And so here you have how you are within your life too. When you live in fear, everything opens up. And because of that adrenaline and everything, that's what brings forth the plaques that goes into your veins and so forth. And you have heart attacks because of that. You have strokes because of that. The lack of blood to the brain. It's because of fear. This is an important subject that it goes into. Some about David as well. Here's a story. Everybody know Penny's? Huh? J.C. Penny? Okay. Penny's. Nearly everybody has been to J.C. Penny's store. One of the world's largest chains of dry goods with 1,700 branches in the United States, but few people know about the most important events in the life of J.C. Penney, the founder. In the crash of 1929, you think this is bad financially now? In 29, everyone lost everything. Okay? It was bad. The Great Depression, the crash. His business was solid, but he had made some unwise personal commitments. He became so worried, fear, that he could not sleep. Then he developed shingles, a disorder that can cause great annoyance and severe pain. He was hospitalized and given sedatives, but got no relief and tossed at night. A combination of circumstances had broken him so completely, physically and mentally, that he was overwhelmed with a fear of death. He wrote farewell letters to his wife and son, for he did not expect to live until morning. The next morning, the great business tycoon heard singing in the hospital chapel. He pulled himself together and entered the group as they were singing, "God will take care of you." Then followed the scripture reading and a prayer. In Mr. Penny's own words, he said, quote, "Suddenly something happened. I can't explain it. I can only call it a miracle. I felt as if I had been instantly lifted out of the darkness of a dungeon into warm, brilliant sunlight. I felt as if I had been transported from hell to paradise. I felt the power of God as I had never felt before. I realized then that I was alone and responsible for all of my troubles. I know that God, with His love, was there to help me. From that day to this, my life has been free from worry. I'm 71 years old, and the most dramatic and glorious minutes of my life were those I spent in that chapel that morning. God will take care of you." Quite a testimony. Never knew that about J.C. Penney, did you? You just thought the clothes were good. But you have all of that kind of thing going on. Good things to study and praise the Lord for within your life. Go to 1 John chapter 4. First John chapter 4 and verse 18. First John 4:18 says, "There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love." God has the final answer on that, does He not? We should have the love of God. Real love, perfect love, it talks about, doesn't it? A lot of folks walk around and say that they love God, but boy, you know it by their life. Important that we don't fear this virus that's going on. We do not lock ourselves away in our houses, in our bedrooms, and anywhere else because we fear getting the virus. No, we be wise. We take care of ourselves. I can say I don't fear cars, but I don't walk down the middle of the street. You don't tempt God with your life. You obey God. God gave you a good brain, use it. So you need to get out and be active and talk. Love God. Love the Word of God. Important that you do within your life. Go to Psalm 91 I want. I'm going to close with this. Psalm 91. Book of Psalm chapter 91. What a psalm this is. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. In other words, he's bigger than us. He's the one that casts his shadow. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler, the hunter, and from the noisome pestilence. Oh, isn't that interesting? What's that say, Lashana? It says, from the noisome pestilence. Pestilence is sickness. Pestilence is a virus. He's going to deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings thou shalt trust. Boy, now he's talking about a bird and wings. His truth shall be a shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day. Nor for the pestilence, COVID-19, that walketh in darkness. In other words, you can't see it. Can't see these germs. Nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Verse 11, for he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands. Thou shalt dash thy foot, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Isn't that interesting to see there that he talks about a bird and taking shelter under those wings? God uses an example. Go to Luke. The Gospel of Luke chapter 13. This will be our last scripture we'll look at. Because I believe what the Lord talks about should be interesting to us. It should get us our attention. Either that or we charge God with just saying a bunch of things that don't mean anything. Oh, they do mean something. They're there for our admonition and learning. Luke chapter 13. Here's the Lord Jesus talking here to the Israelites. Jerusalem, as he looks over Jerusalem. Look in verse 34. He says, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, which killeth the prophets, and stoneth them that are sent unto thee. How often would I have gathered thy children together as a hen doth gather her brood under her wings, and ye would not. They resisted. God over and over again gives the example of the hen. There's mysteries about the hen and the egg that comes from a hen. Birds that have eggs, they naturally and usually hatch in multiples of 7 days. Some go 21 days, so forth, like the hen that we know of. You know, the barnyard hen. She normally hatches her eggs in 21 days. Did you notice the egg that comes from the hen? God uses the illustration, Jesus does, as a hen, as an example of his safety. The egg comes out. All of us have eaten eggs. I'm sure of that. Do you notice that it's not completely round? That's because in one end of the egg, there's air. On that bigger side of the egg, Lashana knows this because she's tried this many times, that if you take an egg and you put it in water, the bigger end will always be up. Try it the other way, it'll flip around because there's an air pocket in that egg up there. Nobody understands, nobody ever figured that thing out, but in that air chamber, it has a reason for being there. And no matter how many times that little hatchling inside there is moved around by the mother in the nest or anything, the head is always up there. God takes care of that. Its nose is always in the air. And he causes that yolk to float upright at all times. There's a hard cone. Because that little one inside that egg, its beak is not hard. It's soft. God puts like a tool, a hard thing over that little hatchling's beak. And it's used to go ahead and break out of that egg. It's amazing how that happens. That as it's finally coming to life, it only has 2 hours to go ahead and breathe that air. And then, out of desperation, it pushes itself up in that egg with that tool, hard tool, and it breaks through because there was no air there. It's trying to get air. And in desperation, it pushes, and sure enough, it comes through there and breaks a shell, and it hatches out. Luke 13:34, Jesus talks about it. He says, as a hen, hens are important, eggs are important. You eat them every day, don't you? Most of you eat chicken many times a week, don't you? We never give it a second thought, but the Bible talks about it. It was important to Jesus. Important to learn and grow about everything around you, and what the Bible says is important. It might not be important to you, but it's important to Jesus. Did you know that mother doesn't abandon those little chicks? Now, those chicks have never seen their mother before, but they follow that mother everywhere it goes. And sure enough, they could wander away, but what are chickens known to do? Make sound. They make clucks, don't they? Yeah, we call it clucking. We've heard chickens many times. You know, there's only 4 occasions that mother will make a cluck. And Jesus said, I called you. Just come underneath my wings for safety, but ye would not. One of the times is when it's time for food. Amen. It's almost noon. And so everyone's hungry, right? So she'll cluck and those little chicklets will come there to the mother because the mother found some food and she's going to go ahead and feed her babies with that. Another thing is when there's a hawk, when there's a menacing bird that's going to come down and get her little chicklet, she'll go ahead and make all kinds of fuss and cluck that way, and those little chickens will come back to the mother underneath the wings that we just saw in Psalm 91, and Jesus also. The third time is when there's a storm on the horizon. She can feel the wind and so forth, and so she'll call her little ones to come into safety underneath the hen's wings. And the fourth time that she does this is when it's time to sleep. When the sun goes down, it's time to come to the mother. It's time to go ahead and have your safety and have your sleep underneath the mother's wings. You see how complicated that is? Maybe some of you never heard that before. Important, because it's all around you. God wants you to know it. It's in the Bible. So we won't charge God for not knowing what he's doing. He put it there for a purpose. God is going through all kinds of things in your life. Unexpected things. You don't know what the future is. You don't know what's going to come the next week, 2 months, whatever. But God has a plan. And he said, that's how I am to those Jews in Jerusalem, but they would not. They would not follow God. They would not listen. They were always rebelling. You know, God loves you more than you love God. I want you to understand we're not deserving of any goodness within our life. But he gives us goodness. There's one that takes care of us as a hen would take care of the chicks. God wants you to be different. God wants you not to fear in your life. Don't let fear rule you. Get out, be a vibrant Christian. Witness. Isn't that the command of Christ? Go into all of the world. Preach the gospel to every creature. You're going away and locking yourself up in your house or someplace else. You're not fit to be a soul winner, that's for sure. You got to open your mouth. You got to talk to people. You can't have any fear in your life. You got to have courage to go ahead and talk to people you don't even know. But that's up to you. You have a free will. Free will to be saved. A free will to live for the Lord. Don't have any fear within your life. What are you fearing right now? Don't have any fear in your life. Live for God. Make sure your salvation in the first place. Because without changes, there is no fear of God in your life. I pray that you apply these things we talked about this morning. Heavenly Father, thank you for the blessing of knowing the Word of God, of seeing all around us, even in what the world calls nature, the very acts of God, of how you use the animals and illustrations that you bring up in the Bible. And Lord, I'm thankful for that. Thank you for each one that is here and heard the word of God this morning. Help us to repent. Help us to have our lives changed for the glory of God. Bless us as we go. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. You're dismissed. You have a good Lord's Day. Apply the things that that you saw this morning.
Can you get that, Jackie? If you can't get it, Pastor, do it. Pastor?
Yeah.
Can you push James? She can't push him. Because
okay.
It's on the grass.
Okay.
Okay.
I thought of you.
Yeah,
they say, oh, well, she's the one who's going, you can't come in. Well, you better watch her.
You remember that girl that came to our church with the two kids from the Philippines?
Oh!
Her sister.
Oh, okay.
She had a baby.
Oh, really? I have something for you. I know. It's crazy. It is crazy. I got something for you. Hang on. Give this to Kirsten. Give this to your mom.
Okay.
You might send it to Cindy.
Okay.
It's peace in terminal illness. But it's about the salvation.
Uh-huh.
And it's a good thing. I think it's going to
Yeah.
I think it'll help her.
She was here yesterday. I finally got to see her. And then
may. I'm not going to promise, Timmy, but I may.
You going to be home later?
Yeah. Keep looking. Keep studying.